Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Mike Breton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And we're fired up for football, but I don't know if you could tell it in my voice. I'm sick as hell. But you know what? College football's here. We're not going to let you down. Cousin Shane was on here. I don't know where he's at, though, currently. I'm currently buying time. Cannot wait. We simply cannot wait anymore because SEC football is here. We're fired up. Hell yeah. We got cousin. All right. I see Shane in the background. He is logging on. Appreciate each and every one of you. Man, we wait and we wait and we wait. And it's finally here. Hope Shane's off again. So no idea what is going on with Shane. He's been on vacation, so maybe he forgot how to do everything. But, hey, while he's logging on, I want to remind you, cousins, we're brought to you by MyBookie this college football season. Don't forget it. And we got a special deal for all the cousins out there. I mean, I don't even know if Shane knows about this yet. Because the man, I can only imagine how many beers he's had on vacation. Yeah, I think Cracker Barrel got Shane, no doubt. But our friends at MyBookie, with that promo code SEC, I mean, check us out. This is like absurd. I had to double and triple check. I was like, are you sure you want me to tell the cousins about this? Because this is too much. This is too much. But if you go over to MyBookie.ag, that's the website, online sportsbook, MyBookie. Promo code SEC. This football season, you can do a wager up to $500 over at MyBookie with the promo code SEC. And if you get it right, you just get to keep the money. It's your money. You just won $500, right? But if you lose, they give you $500 right back to keep on playing. So, I mean, there's no way to lose this football season with MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code SEC, and our friends over there at Tennessee Legend Distillery. Man, we couldn't be more fired up. I wish I wasn't sick because I'm so excited about football that I would be drinking as much of this Tennessee Legend as I could physically put in my body. But unfortunately, I may keel over if I do that. So, fire up with any questions you got. Yes, that SEC podcast has boycotted the restaurant that shall not be named. Hell, they're doing a good job boycotting themselves. So I don't think we got to boycott anything. I don't think anybody's going to that restaurant anymore since they blocked old Shane. Oh, shout out Michael Riley. Appreciate you, buddy. What a great question here from Michael Riley. Who's calling for the quarterback to be benched after Saturday? Well, excuse me. So I made this little graphic of some of the games. These are the big games. And I know there's other games, right? But these are the games that have actual. And then I had to sneak in Ole Miss because it's that's not going to be very competitive. But these are the competitive games we got. So the question, shout out Michael Riley again for asking the question. Who's going to be called for their quarterback to be benched after Saturday is what he said. I think he's looking a day too far. Because it may very well come Friday when Baylor hosts Auburn, and it could be Jackson Arnold. They're already enamored with the true freshman Deuce Knight, so that's a candidate. Zach Calzada at Kentucky, if he screws up, you know they could be calling for his job. Tennessee, if they screw up, could be Joey Aguilar. So, I mean, those are the prime candidates. And again, I don't know that any of these guys are going to struggle, but that would be where I'd got my money at. I also got my money on the legend, JR. He's done it again.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. What a legend you are. He has gifted a membership to Ryan Nichols. Ryan, welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. Memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by Cousin JR.
We may have Cousin JR replace Shane at this point. If Shane, I don't know what's going on. No, I'm sick as hell. Again, college football is here. SEC football is here. There are no days off. So unless I'm dead, I'll be here. And still waiting for Shane to log on. I'm telling you, he was logged on about 10 minutes ago. And then I saw him about 5 minutes ago trying to connect. So I don't know what he's doing there, but he is back. Maybe Cracker Barrel got to him. I don't know. Perhaps. Shout out Steven Up, the legend. We appreciate you, buddy. He's another legend of the family. Da-da-da-da.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up. He has gifted us a membership to Ant-Man. Ant-Man, welcome to the family. We also got to welcome Miss Sun Beach to the family, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, what an entrance, huh? Man, I was on vacation. I was in front of the hurricane, and I come back to this. I don't get it. I don't get it. I plug up one thing stops working. You plug up another thing, it stops working. But you know what is working, Mike? Cold beer and college football. We've made it. It's game week. We got a little taste of it yesterday. It was exciting. Brother, I tell you what, we got some good action, actually. And maybe it's just because I haven't got to watch football in so long. I was like, Hawaii, Stanford, here we come, baby. But it's good to be back, brother.
Yes, it is. And it's also good for old Gunner, Shane Gunner Ward. We appreciate you, buddy. He has gifted a membership to... Dun-dun-dun-dun. Rooster, Texas. Rooster, welcome
to the family.
We appreciate you, Gunner. Go LSU. And also, Shane, Matt D. Matt D's gifted a membership. Shout out Matt D. He's gifted a membership to Kevin H. Kevin, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. He's back. Yes, he is. They're wondering.
I'm back.
Tell us all about the vacation. I haven't even heard about it.
I want to first give a shout out Tennessee Legend. It kicked off. We went and did the paint and sip. I wanted to give the boys a shout out over there. I'm the guy on the right. My wife drew that picture. We were painting couples, and this isn't my significant other, but it is a buddy of mine that operates.
I was about to ask.
No, my significant other looks more like this. That was my artwork right there. So I tell you what, bunch of cold drinks later, I was ready to get on the road. And everybody knows, I told you, Mike, coming in this thing, I got to worry about flesh-eating bacteria. I'm going to Outer Banks, right? And then my wife, she notices this tropical disturbance out in the Atlantic. Well, it formed into a nice big hurricane. And so but we check in on Saturday. This is all I get is weather alert after weather alert from my significant other. And I was like, you know what? Let's get the hell out of here. And so 2 days later, we ended up coming back to East Tennessee, and that's where I spent the rest of my vacation on a golf course. So, but it's been an absolute disaster, but that's what I get for Mike. I'm never going back to North Carolina, no offense, but it is, I tell you what, after all of that, sitting there in front of the TV yesterday, watching college football on my screen again, it was worth it. It's like all the trouble went right out the window. This is the time of the year. My wife says, well, I guess I'm not going to see you till January. And I said, well, almost February, but you are correct, honey.
Well, but how about this? Shout out Avery Johnson's father. Did you get in any fights after the games or anything?
No fights. We were good. But that was absolutely crazy. Just the fact that there was a fight outside the stadium, and then to come to find out it's the quarterback's dad, you know, and he's fighting his other son. That was pretty damn crazy, in my opinion.
All right, and then here's the million-dollar question. I cannot avoid all these damn questions, Shane, about the restaurant that shall not be named. But where's your go-to restaurant now? I mean, that's what we need to be plugging.
I'm on the market. I am fishing. I am hunting. I am looking for the next best thing. And it's very unfortunate how all that went down, but, you know, I'm just saying, karma kind of kicked him in the ass a little bit when they blocked me. So that was what I was more worried about. Forget the paint and stuff, you know. But next thing you know, all that happens. I mean, it's just that was an absolute train wreck. So I am on the market. I saw Steak and Shake. They were getting pretty active there. So maybe we can land us a sponsorship to a legitimate restaurant that will not change anything. Just keep the menu, keep everything the same. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, they got one right down the street, Shane. I'll go hand him a resume. But you know who who's not blocked us, Shane?
Who's that?
Horns Down Dave. He just gifted a membership to Droll Panther. Droll, welcome
to the family.
Thank you, Horns Down Dave. And then shout out Donovan McMillan, Shane. Travis Smith, freshman receiver at Tennessee, will be the Vols' best receiver. Tennessee running back will be just fine. Joey will hit open receiver like the traitor Vol 9-3. Thoughts on that, Shane?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I'm watching this game in Ireland. I mean, seriously, the first game of the year's in another country, but whatever. So I'm watching it, right? And I'm thinking to myself, man, how bad does it suck to be a Kansas State fan right now? You know, it's like we're all positive. We're all anticipating a great year. But we all know that feeling after that first loss and the cold reality that you may not be making a college football playoff this year. So enjoy it while you got it. But we have got some great action this weekend, man. And I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of fans fighting by the end of Saturday for sure.
Hey, shout out Matt Hookham, comment of the night so far. Shane has entered the transfer portal.
Hell yeah. that's right. DMs are open.
Hey, so how about it, Shane? So, yeah, we've literally been waiting months and months and months. Here's some of the week one, not all the week one. I know there's other games, but this is kind of, you know, these are the marquee games of week one here in the SEC. Which one? You know, if I'm asking, I mean, we're going to watch all these games. But if Cousin Shane could only, you know, you're most fired up about one or two. Is there one or two that you're dying to watch more than any other?
Yes, there are, Mike. And there's three. Obviously, you've got your team that you're always going to watch no matter who they're playing. But Auburn Baylor, I have been saying this all offseason, and it may not be the one. I mean, I was watching that game on Fox. And all they could talk about, of course, they have to promote a show that they're going to be, you know, a game that they're going to be playing. But is that Texas Ohio State? Obviously, that's the game that more eyeballs are going to be on than any. But I just feel like when you're looking at the most impactful week one matchups, it's Auburn Baylor, it's LSU Clemson for me. Those are the two games that I'm really, really excited about. But honestly, Mike, at this point, I will take any of them.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'll take any of them, and we'll take all of them. You know what I'm saying? So can't wait for it.
No, that's it. That's the best part is, like, we get to watch these and then rewatch them. You know, when we come back on Sunday, I'll probably have some of these games watched three times, you know. There is a lot of storylines that are heading into week one. You know, I think just even the Florida State-Alabama game, you know, the guy down there chirping about he ain't, you know, Nick Saban ain't there to save him. It's like, damn, do you know what you're walking into? What buzzsaw the Crimson Tide's going to be throwing your way? Tennessee, Syracuse, you know, you mentioned this wide receiver. There's a lot of question marks on that program. And it's like a lot of this is going to get answered. Even freaking Mizzou, the first game of the year, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. But I have a good feeling that after Thursday, we're going to know.
Right. You know what else I know, Shane?
What's that?
It's Shin. He's a member of the Shin. Family. Shin, welcome
to the family.
And shout out Vol Pet. Shane just gifted five memberships to the channel. We appreciate you, Vol Pet. He has gifted Shane Roger Woods, Art Wheeler, Rampart Rod, Tanner Garrison, and this is a weird one. Kaja Goated.
Welcome to the family.
Cool name. I'll never learn how to say it, but cool name.
What'd you do? Karaoke last night? You sound rough today, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sick as hell. But football's here. We don't take days off around here. Hey, let's get your thoughts, though, Shane. I mean, and we can plug your morning show because we don't got to go full in depth on the on the three opponents because I know you're going to get into that. But what was your thoughts, Shane? SEC, they've done it official. I assume literally everybody's heard the news by now, but SEC's going to 9-game conference schedule. Starts not this year, obviously, 2026. So after this football season, three permanent opponents, six rotating. But what's your thoughts on the SEC going to 9 conference games?
It's about damn time, Mike. You know, I wish they'd fix the schedule this year. Just go ahead and plug us another SEC team in there. This is a huge win for SEC fans. Absolute huge win. And I know there's, because for every 9 comments, pun intended, there's one that pops in and says, but it's going to hurt our college football playoffs. Don't give me that shit. Sankey didn't sign no form unless he didn't know something was going to happen. So don't worry. SEC will be in there. But I'm telling you right now, brother, huge win for SEC fans because we are now going to get to not just watch an extra SEC opponent, but we are going to get to see every team within 2 years. And I think that's what's awesome. And we're going to have some marquee. I felt like we were losing a few of the rivals, you know, here in the last couple of years because of this, you know, whatever this shit they put out here the first two seasons. Moving forward now, we're going to have three permanent rivals, which you are correct. Tomorrow morning, I've got it broke down, which team's going to get which. I've got an inside source. I'm not going to reveal it, but it's going to be perfect. But I'm telling you, as I'm going through these, I'm like, man, this game is going to be awesome. This rivalry is going to be awesome. And at the end of the day, it's just a huge win for college football fans.
It is, Shane. Hey, shout out Christopher Sisk, he gave us $5, Shane.
Hell Cousins, yeah.
Is this the last year for old Brad White, defensive coordinator? We can't even get a game in. We're like, can we fire the coordinator? Or you know what I mean? So
or promote him. I mean, he's, you know, wasn't that long ago. This was a guy that was on a lot of short list for a job. And
he's turned down other jobs, too.
I know, but now you got Vince going over to Louisville. I mean, is he the next one to make the jump? I don't know, but I do think that given his track record and what he's been able to do up there at Kentucky, overall picture, now there's been some up years, down years, obviously, but I think overall picture, he has done more with less than a lot of coordinators in this conference. So I think he is a hell of a hire, and hopefully Kentucky fans are like, hey, wait, he ain't leaving. Shay, calm down. He hasn't gone anywhere yet. You are correct. And if Kentucky's going to have any success this year, it's going to be getting back to the roots. Okay, kind of the opposite of Cracker Barrel. You know what I'm saying? They got to get back to running the damn football. They got to get back to playing aggressive, tough-nosed defense. That's exactly what White could do for this program this year.
Yeah, those were nice words, Shane. It's the last year for all of them. They're all getting fired. All right, and then, hey, you missed this, buddy, while you were gone. Just your quick thoughts. You could tell me this is total trash, or you could tell me you love it. I did one of your morning shows. I've tried to predict the top 10 most likely upsets this year. And so, you know, top of the list, I'm saying these are the most confident. And then the bottom, I'm saying least confident. So I'm not guaranteeing any of these, really.
Yeah.
Except for maybe 1 and 2 and 3. But beyond that, shots in the dark. And I based it on who I think is going to be the point spread favorite, right? So,
yes.
So Georgia hosting Bama, I think everyone knows Georgia will be favored. Texas, Oklahoma, I think Texas obviously will be favored. So these are the games. These are the top 10 most likely upsets. What's your thoughts on this?
I think there's a couple of misses here. We keep going. In fact, it wouldn't blow my mind if you were wrong on all 10 of these, you know, by the end of the season. But
all 10.
I think the problem I'm having is the confidence that you have in a few of these. Oklahoma, Texas, you know, having that toward the top of your list, I'm not convinced that after what I saw in one season of these two in our conference, that this is going to even be a ball game, let alone an upset. Get the hell out of here. Number two, that shouldn't even be on the list.
So it would be an upset though, right? I mean, of course.
Oh yeah, it'd be a massive upset, but I didn't know if this list was like ranked to the most upset, then yes, I think you nailed this list. But South Carolina at Bama is another one that kind of stands out to me. You know, I think that it could be a really, really good football game. I just don't think that that's going to happen. Trying to look here. And one other one that.
How about if you had to pick one that you're like most agree with? How about that? If there is, you got to just. And again, this is not you're picking it, but
you're
most confident that I'm right.
That's a good one, man. I would probably go. Oh man, I'd probably go Auburn. Shit, I'm just picking on Oklahoma at this point. I would go. let's mix it up a little bit. Let's go Ole Miss LSU. I think that could be one. Lane Kiffin. It just seems like he's always ready for that one. You know, after Nick Saban left, that seems like LSU became his bullseye. Right. And I feel like that one probably could be at the top.
Okay, 1 out of 10. That ain't bad.
See, that's a great list. Damn, no one's listening to that morning show.
The fact that you had to struggle to find one, that tells me I did a hell of a job.
You did a great job, Mike.
Oh, buddy. All right. All right. So this is what I was going to do on this episode, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just so ready for football here, right? But I think I'm at death's door.
But before we get into it, I just want to ask you a question because I've not got to interrupt you in a long time. Is there the games this weekend? Did you enjoy them? Not the ones that are coming up, but I'm talking about week zero. Obviously it's nice having college football, but no SEC opponents. I felt like the Kansas State game was actually a really good game. I thought the Stanford game, it became a good game toward the end, but is there any action this weekend that kind of stood out for you? Lee Corso leaving? I mean, Kurt Herbstreit crying for 30 minutes. I mean, is there anything else that maybe stood out to you?
I mean, I thought it would have been real funny if Dan Mullen, I don't know if you caught any of his UNLV debut, but he was struggling with, I think it was Idaho State.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been funny if he would have lost, but they came back and they won that game. But yeah, that first game started. It was slow. It was sloppy, but I enjoyed it. But again, it was just like, I don't know, man. I don't know why we're doing these like Ireland games. You know what I mean? Like what college football, I think, is like missing out where this is the week I would have played like Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Buddy,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like put on a game people actually want to see and really set up college football with an epic showdown. That's how I would have done it.
Yeah, it's like you're excited and the appetizers, they're not that good, but, you know, they're there. So you're eating on them, you know? So it's like I felt a little bit of that. And there were moments in a couple of these games I was just pumped up, man. I was just excited, especially turnovers in the red zone, the fumble Ruskies. It was like, I was like, man, it's back, baby. But I kind of feel what you're saying, but it does look like this entire week, this coming up week, the slate that you just put on the screen. I mean, this is making out to be one of the greatest season openers that I can remember in the Southeastern Conference.
Right, and hell, I mean, I know we only, you know, talk SEC, but, I mean, there's other good games, too. I honestly didn't even realize until I was talking to someone, but, like, Bill Belichick, his debut's on Monday night, so, I mean, that's pretty awesome. I think Notre Dame, Miami, I mean, there's just so much football. It's going to be amazing. Hey, shout out, Shane. Matt D. Gave us $10. All the podcasts I watch go live at the same time. It would be awesome if you all got together and scheduled so you're not all live at the same time. Well, that's the beauty of this. I mean, you could pause us and come back at any time, but we gotta organize better with Matt B. You know what?
Yeah. What's going on here? There's another podcast? What's going on?
Hey, shout out Jet Jones. Good to have you back, cousin Shane. Six days till we get revenge of our Orange Tea SEC teams. Hook 'em.
That's the main thing for me, Mike, because if you recall last year, It was embarrassing. I mean, it was egg on her face. I think you even had an emergency podcast. Does the SEC suck? Are we a fraud? And honestly, I can't argue with you the way it ended last year as well. But it's like we get a clean slate here. The reason that we're so excited about these week one matchups is because it's an opportunity for SEC to launch into 2025, showing them that not only are we back, but we're going to run this damn thing. And the last thing we need is sputtering out of the gate, you know, and that's what I hope doesn't happen.
I mean, I feel like Shane typed this one from Mike Neem. Kirk Herbstreit got so emotional over Lee Corso, I thought ESPN was going to add a Kleenex sponsorship.
He does cry quite a bit. That's all right. I mean, I get emotional too. Yeah. Somebody eats my last piece of pizza, you know. Somebody grabbed my last beer, you know. I've been there. But yeah, it's a little much sometimes.
Gunner, hey, appreciate you, Gunner. He gave us five. What's the most viewers you've had on a live podcast? I think it was. I mean, I honestly don't know, but it was probably when Tennessee got smoked.
Everybody wanted to see me get on here cry like Kurt Herbstreit, you know?
yeah. Or maybe Alabama losing to Vanderbilt. That was a good one, too. Yeah, a lot of people tuned in for that.
Yeah, that was a good one. Damn.
One thing I wanted to tell the cousins, though, about Shane. Mm-hmm. This football season, our buddies at Prize Picks are back sponsoring the show. So head over to Prize Picks. This is different than MyBookie. So MyBookie is like betting on the games, over-unders, things of that nature. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports, Shane. So they have player projections, and you predict whether a player will go more than or less than for the games.
Yeah.
So we've been partnered with Prize Picks for 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. So go over there and check them out. And with the promo code SEC, Shane, this is a hell of a deal here. If you play $5, they give you 50 right off the bat to play with. Yeah. And right now is the only time that you can get in on season projections. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple, Shane. I can't pick a game to save my life.
Yeah.
But I could do some Prize Picks. And I think you're going to love these ones, all right?
Absolutely. I was surprised they picked this up, how accurate you've been, you know?
So let me know what you think. I think you're going to love this one, Shane.
Yeah.
Old A&M receiver, Kevin Concepcion.
Yeah.
Again, these are season totals, right? So once the season starts, you can't do these anymore. That's why we're giving the cousins a head up before the season actually starts. Mm-hmm. More than or less than 598.5 receiving yards for Kevin Concepcion. And man, everybody is telling me, Billy Lucci and any other person that you talk to, Cousin Rick, when it comes to A&M, Shane,
yeah,
they say this Kevin Concepcion is the real deal. He had 839 receiving yards as a freshman at NC State. You don't think he'd get to 600 as A&M's number one receiver? I mean, the more than, that feels like a lock, doesn't it?
Dude, listen to Marcel Reed talk about him. You know, listen to Coach Elko talk about him. They can't help themselves. It's almost like a crush that they've had in high school, and finally, you know, it just feels like they cannot wait to put him out there on the football field and show everybody how productive he can be for Texas A&M. So yeah, I love this one. This is a big one.
Yeah, shout out Spence. He says, I'm a Longhorn. He's getting that above that 100%.
Yeah.
And this is just regular season. But again, we got 12 games to get 600 yards. Come on. Now, this one, Shane.
We ain't playing non-SEC yet.
Now, you're going to love this one, Shane. If you like that one, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Our guy that we've been hyping up to no end.
Yeah.
Ahmad Hardy, Mizzou running back.
Mm-hmm.
850 rushing yards. What?
In the Kansas game?
Give me the board there, Shane. Shane, he had over 1,350 rushing yards at ULM. Now he's going to have an actual offensive line blocking for him. 850, that is the highest on the total. But I predicted this guy to lead the SEC in rushing. He doesn't even have to lead him to get over 850 rushing yards. But the more than, that feels like a lock.
It is a lock, Mike. I mean, this is basically printing money at this point. So, yes, I like the lock here. And this is one that I feel like Coach Drink gets back to his roots. I feel like I mean, I've heard people up there talking about he's the best athlete in that locker room, and they are going to force feed him, and he will have that number, I'd say, within 9 games.
I was about to say, I think the whole month, the final month, he'll be over that already.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm just afraid they're going to bench him, you know, the first week and then UMass week. And
all right, how about this one, Shane? I couldn't believe this. When I was like, I had to double check with Prize Picks. I'm like, are you giving money away? Lenore Sellers. I know he only had 18 passing touchdowns last year, but that was his first year as a starter. And he started slow, and then he ended red hot, more than or less than 19 and a half passing touchdowns. Ooh. Buddy, they're just giving this away. I mean, I got to go more than for old Lenore Sellers, more than 19 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he stays healthy, that's the only thing. Right. And if he does, I feel like that's an easy shoo-in, because I feel like South Carolina is going to be in a lot more shootouts this year than last. Some of these opponents that you see here on the screen, there are some capable offenses. I mean, think about the you probably don't want to think about the LSU game, but LSU, now Oklahoma, the Bama. I mean, Ole Miss. These are teams that are going to want to put points on the board, and I feel like Lenore Sellers is going to be keeping up with them, if not passing them. So, yeah, that's a good one for me as well.
And then final one I got here, Shane.
Yeah.
I think some of these folks.
Can I ask you on the passing only, Lenore?
Just passing.
Okay. Yeah.
But the fact that he got 18 in his first year.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, you know, hell, it seemed like it took him about half the year to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He had 18. You know what I mean?
And the last thing they want him to do is run, you know.
Right.
I would think even in the red zone, they're going to be leaning more poor pass, you know.
Now, we have talked to many people, Shane. Shout out Peter Burns, too, who says, hey, man, this is the breakout star right here, Austin Simmons. And Ole Miss fans, they, you know, just because I've cautioned, I think they're taking a step back. They think I hate their program, hate their quarterback. No, Shane. Go over to Prize Picks right now. This is probably the one I like the most. More than 2,750 passing yards for Austin Simmons. And why do I like that so much, Shane? Again, he's not Jackson Dart, right?
Yeah.
But this is what Jackson Dart last year, Shane, he had over 4,000 passing yards. his junior season, he had over 3,300 passing yards. And as a sophomore, Jackson Dart had 2,900 passing yards. So Austin Simmons, can he get to 2,750? Hell yeah. I mean, I think he can. I think he'll get to 3,000 this year. I don't even think that's much of a stretch, do you?
Mike, I hate to do it, but I disagree with you.
Oh.
I disagree with you on this one. I feel like Jackson Dart and what he had last year, not to mention he got majority of that in the first four games because they had all those cupcakes. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, Ole Miss has a few of those, but they don't have near as many as they did last year. I think this is a more conservative offense this year. I don't think that's a tall glass of water for me. So I'm going to say no.
So he would have to average 204 yards a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think he can get 204 against? Look at this damn schedule, Shay. Georgia State, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tulane, Washington State, Citadel, Florida, Mississippi State. He's going to have a couple 400-yard games in there, I would think.
No. I mean, he may not even be quarterback November 1st. I don't know. You know? Just kidding. We're putting a lot of stock in this kid, and I'm just not ready to do that because I've not seen it. I mean, I've seen it. One drive during Florida or Georgia.
I'm buying the hype.
You're all
baby.
In. Okay. All right, man.
but I'm also sick, so you can disregard everything I'm saying. All right.
Flip it.
So this is our final opportunity, Shane.
Yes.
Season's here.
It is.
Oh, someone did ask while you were gone. I just want to reiterate. I want to see if you're still on board. Speaking of Ole Miss, they play Kentucky. Are you still willing to work in the mines if Kentucky goes 4-0? I mean, people are saying they're going to lose to Toledo. You probably by week one, you'll be out of this bet. But
yeah. So, wait, I can't remember working in the mine, so I've got to go.
I think you said you'd pull a 12-hour shift in the mines if Kentucky goes 4-0 to start the season.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We got some mines around here, hard hat and all, man. Let's do it. It ain't happening. Yes, if they start out 4-0, and not just Toledo, but it's Ole Miss, it's South Carolina, absolutely. I'm pulling a 12-hour shift here at the local, I guess, limestone mine they got around here. I don't know if we got any coal here.
I wonder if Spencer's got a connection on that. Spencer Hallschler, I'm sure I butchered that. Spencer, welcome
to the family.
Hopefully he's not a Kentucky fan. We just bashed the hell out of him. You know what?
Yeah, probably.
Cousin Joe says he'll join you, Shane. So I think the fact that we got all these cousins in on it, I don't think they're too worried.
No, I'm not. For some reason, I was looking at South Carolina. I forgot even your powerhouse Ole Miss is there. Yep. Oh, look, Ollie. Yeah, we'll come up here. Yeah, Ollie knows a guy.
All right. So what I was getting at, though, Shay, this was the final opportunity.
Yes.
We've been dying for football for months and months and months and months.
Yeah.
Final time we get to predict how the season's going to go for each and every team. So I just thought for the final time it would be fun to go through team by team, schedule by schedule, and we'll tell them how many games they're going to win this year. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, I'm never wrong, so. My bookie promo code, SEC.
and a couple of these over-unders have slightly changed. So the ones that have changed, I'll make note of when we get to them. But Alabama, over-under, 9.5. Let me run through the schedule real quick here, Shane. At Florida State, ULM at home, Wisconsin at home. Then you get your first bye. Then you're at Georgia, Vandy at home, at Mizzou, Tennessee at home, at South Carolina. Then you get your second bye. Home games against LSU, Oklahoma, and the Panthers. I think that's Southern something, Illinois, something stupid. They're going to get killed. And then at Auburn. So final record prediction for Cousin Shane for the Alabama Crimson Tide with the over-under 9.5.
Alabama is going 10-2 this year, Mike. And I feel like one of those games is going to be one you're not expecting. Because I think, honestly, if I told you 10-2, you say, okay, Georgia and what, LSU? But I think Georgia is definitely on the table, but I feel like there's another one floating around there. You mentioned the South Carolina game. The Auburn could be one of those. Oklahoma could be one of those. They're going to drop another one along the way. Definitely not Florida State. That's going to be a win right there. So give me 10-2, Alabama.
Give me 11-1, buddy, again. I'm high on the Tide, on DeBoering. I think this is the year, Shane. I think people are like, good night. This guy is one hell of a coach. And I think Ty Simpson is the perfect game manager that we need with all these weapons we got. So give me Alabama. I don't know who the one is because, hell, I've already said they're going to smoke Georgia's ass. They always beat Georgia. Could be I think they'll win all their home games. But the combination of at Mizzou, I've kind of predicted, at South Carolina, maybe even it's not going to be Hugh Freeze in the Iron Bowl, but one of these road games they'll lose. But I don't know which one. So give me 11-1. I'm very confident in the Crimson Tide this year.
Golly, they're imploding. Kayla's getting fired this year. Great.
All right, how about Arkansas? Oh, Shane, here's the schedule real quick. Ooh. Alabama, A&M at home. You get Arkansas State in Little Rock, at Ole Miss, at Memphis, Notre Dame at home. Then you get your first bye. Then you're at Tennessee, Texas A&M. Finally getting that game at home. That could be a huge break in the schedule. Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, second bye. Then you're at LSU, you're at Texas, and you get Mizzou at home. Cousin Shane, what's your final record prediction for Arkansas?
Them Arkansas Razorbacks are going 5-7 this year, Mike. Ah. They miss a bowl. We're getting us a new coach next year. Yes. Because I see six in the comments here. Yeah. I could see six. I can make that argument, but I still think five is four that you think they should win and one upset along the way. But I feel like this is going to be a rough, rough year for those Razorbacks.
Man, I'm usually the one that's a Debbie Downer, not Cousin Shane. But I was actually going to go 6-6, Shane. And I don't know if you caught it. I know you've been on vacation. But one of your morning shows last week, I did predictions for the first four games for every team. I said Arkansas 4-0. So I do think they pull an upset. I think they beat Ole Miss on the road. But still, as I was sitting here doing it, I was like, damn, I don't think it's that unrealistic. They go 4-0,
yeah,
and then finish 6-6. So give me 6-6 for them Hogs. I think it's a red hot start, but that's just a damn gauntlet in the second half. You know what?
Sam coming back 6-6.
Sign his ass up. Bring him back, buddy. I mean, maybe not if they go 2-6 at the tail end. You know.
But one of them's Texas.
Oh, yeah. Then he's back for sure.
He's back. Yeah.
You know who else is back, Shane? Christopher Sisk. Welcome to the family. We appreciate you, Christopher. Thank you. I'm gonna play his little jingle for him real quick.
Welcome to the family.
All right. How about Auburn, Shane? You're Auburn Tigers. Oh, man. How you love them. Here's the schedule. At Baylor. Ball State at home, South Alabama at home, at Oklahoma, at A&M, bye week, Georgia at home, Mizzou at home, at Arkansas, Kentucky at home, at Vanderbilt, second bye week, Mercer at home, and then the Iron Bowl, Alabama at home. Give me the record for them Auburn Tigers.
Oh, you sitting down for this one, Mike? Huh?
I better.
Give me 9-3 for them Auburn Tigers, baby.
Man.
I'm excited about the product that they're going to be bringing. And there are going to be some bad games. Don't get me wrong. I got three losses here, but I feel like there's going to be one or two games that's going to come down to the wire, and Hugh Freeze is actually going to show Mike that he's a good football coach and gets that close win. So give me 9-3 for them big Auburn Tigers.
Wow. Wow. I'm right here with Hobby Hangouts. Shane, what have you been smoking on vacation? Give me 7-5, which, hell, I mean, that's an improvement.
Yes.
It's a big improvement over last year. You might be right, though. If they beat Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
I will start to believe in what you're saying, but they probably also have to swing one of at Oklahoma, at A&M.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, that's a bit rich for my blood. You say 9-3, I go 7-5, which means they'll probably go 8-4 and kind of split the difference. You know what? Which, hell, 8-4 would be not the standard, but that's a solid year.
That's a bowl game, right? That's the expectations down there on the plane. So, and I feel like 8-4 would be a successful season. I just feel like there's one game that we're going to get similar to, I think about him at Ole Miss against Alabama, just one of those games that probably no one thought they would win at the start of the season, but they find a way to win by the end of the year. So, yes, there's going to be some bumps along the way, but I do feel like Auburn takes a big step forward this year.
Hey, shout out to War Eagle, Shane. He says, we need Mike to do a mind bet if Auburn goes 7-9.
Yeah, you need to do something for maybe go golfing with me or something. You know?
I'll be your caddy.
That's what we'll do. If they go 9-3, we get to play 18 holes and you carry my bag the entire time.
Okay. I'll wear an Auburn shirt or something.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, you might have to do it for this one. Now, here's one that's changed. Shane, remember all off season you've been like,
yeah,
well, it's over under 6.5. Well, it's been bet up to 7.5, which is kind of interesting. But here's Florida's schedule: Long Island at home, South Florida at home, at LSU, at Miami. Yeah. Then you get your first bye. Then it's Texas at home. Then it's at A&M, Mississippi State at home. Then you get your second bye. You get Georgia in Jacksonville, of course, at Kentucky at Ole Miss, Tennessee at home, and Florida State at home. Final record prediction for them Florida Gators, Shane.
And Mike, I don't know if this is your influence or not, but I am feeling better and better about the Florida Gators. And maybe it's the video. Maybe it's that wonderful Netflix documentary I saw with SEC Mike in. And I was like, you know what? Maybe they are right. Maybe DJ Lagway is the savior that they needed down there in Gainesville. So this may surprise you, Mike, but I've got them going 6-6 instead of 5-7. I feel like they do make a bowl game this year.
Oh, buddy. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's decent for old Billy, isn't it? I mean, that's not the standard, but let me ask you, does Billy come back if they're 6-6?
Hell yeah, they get ready. They're going to ask DJ if he wants to come back. If DJ's going pro, then they'll say, oh, let's get us a new coach while we're at it.
Yeah. Well, I've been high on them all off season, but I'm starting to sell some of my stock.
Yeah.
But I'm still, I've been 9-3 all off season. I'm docking them a game. I'm going to go 8-4. I think 8-4. Again, I really think they could be good, but all this DJ stuff is scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if I knew he's 100%, and there's no way we could know that about it, literally any player, but right. If you were to tell me he's 100% and he starts every game, I'd go 9-3. But and I hope he does, and I hope they do that. But give me 8-4. I'm selling a little bit of my stock, but I still like the direction of the program. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And you know what else makes sense, Mike? Big shout out to Cousin Brett. Hey, boys, side note, his koozie finally made it to his house in perfect time for college football. Thanks, cuz. And Brett, I appreciate you, man. Absolutely. Thank you for subscribing. And that's how you get it. You know, just spreading the word. And Mike, he's got about 2 shows left in him. So if you ain't got a koozie, it better be hitting the mail in the next day or two, or they're done.
Yep. All right. Shout out Georgia, Shane. Record prediction for them dogs. Marshall at home. Austin Peay at home. At Tennessee. First bye week. Then you get Bama at home. Kentucky at home. At Auburn, Ole Miss at home, second bye. Then you get Florida in Jacksonville, at Mississippi State, Texas at home, Charlotte at home, and then Georgia Tech on a neutral field for some damn reason in Atlanta. Final record prediction for them dogs.
Mike, I've been high on Georgia since the last game last year. I just felt like this was the perfect revenge season. Kirby saying the right things, the staff saying the right things. I came away from media days feeling a little less confident than I did going in. So for that, I've got them going 11-1. They're not going undefeated. They're not. And I'm telling you right now, Mike, 10-2 is definitely not off the board. I do think Georgia goes back to the college football playoffs, but there may be some growing pains here. I hate to say that, but it's that offensive line that kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems. Does it seem scary that this is like a team no one's talking about? And they're like, they even got a football team in Athens anymore. You know, when they got arguably the best roster in college football. They do got the best coach in college football. Yeah, I'm 100% with you. 11-1. I don't know why I spit out my drink when you said that, but I guess just because you've been saying 12-0 all off season. But 11-1, I think they drop one and it's. It's probably Bama is where I got it. But, hell, that's a home game. So they very well could win that one, too.
I like the ones talking about Georgia Tech. Like this one here from Flo, undefeated, and then Georgia Tech upsets them. And that's just because they're resting them boys, you know.
All right. On the other side of the spectrum, Shane, Kentucky. Ooh. Toledo at home. Ole Miss at home. Eastern Michigan at home. Then you get your first bye at South Carolina, at Georgia. And you get your second bye. The horrible byes for you. Texas at home, Tennessee at home, at Auburn, Florida at home, Tennessee Tech at home, at Vanderbilt, at Louisville.
What about Rausch Hour, huh? You know what I'm saying? I think maybe I need to see a few more of those episodes to get a little higher on Kentucky, because right now I still got them winning three games. So give me 3-9. You're going to get you a new coach, hopefully, by the end of the season. But, yeah, Kentucky's going to have a rough, rough year, brother.
Oh, man. Well, once again, I'm a little bit higher than Shane here. Maybe it's the cough medicine. But give me Kentucky 4-8, buddy. I think they could pull an upset. Well, that's still under, so it might be an upset. Maybe they win a conference game. I'm not sold on that, but I think they could. You know, Mark Stoops is always good. He's good for one conference game. He's a sneaky good coach. He's a C coach, like I've been saying for a decade. They're finally believing it. Give me 4-8 for Kentucky.
Later, Stoop Dog. I like it.
All right. How about your LSU Tigers, Shane, at Clemson? One of maybe the best game of week one. Louisiana Tech at home, Florida at home, Southeast Louisiana at home, at Ole Miss, first bye week, then South Carolina at home, at Vanderbilt, Texas A&M at home, second bye week, then you're at Bama, Arkansas at home, Western Kentucky at home, and at Oklahoma. Final record prediction for them LSU Tigers.
I really want to say 9-3, Mike. I really do. But I've predicted LSU making the playoffs so many times that I just don't think a 9-3 team gets in. So give me 10-2 for them LSU Tigers. The biggest win being August 30th against them Clemson Tigers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, the first time I get to be the bad guy. Sorry, Gunner. 8-4 for LSU. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the hype. I don't think they're a playoff squad. Prove me wrong, old Brian Kelly. I think he's, I don't know, man. Well, I hope I'm wrong for their sake, but I don't know. I'm just not buying it. I'm just not buying it. Now, you win week one?
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm on the bandwagon. You know what I mean? You're going to playoff. You know what? But you got to go. You got to prove it to me. You know what?
Man, I hope 903 Brad is not an LSU fan, because he is trying to unsubscribe as we talk. But hey, 903 Brad, welcome to the family.
We appreciate you. All right, how about Mizzou, Chase? This is another one. This has been bet down. I can't believe this has been bet down. Oh. So Mizzou, here's your schedule: Central, Arkansas at home, Kansas at home, Louisiana Lafayette at home, South Carolina at home, UMass at home. No errors. These are all at damn home. Bye week. And then you get Bama at home. Then you're at Auburn. You're at Vanderbilt. You get your second bye. A&M at home. Mississippi State at home. At Oklahoma. At Arkansas. Final record prediction for Missouri.
I think this is another 10-win season, Mike. But with a bowl game, give me 9-3. I do think that this is a very successful program. At the end of the day, they've got one of the best, if not the best, schedule in the country. I feel like the defense is going to be tremendous. I feel like the offense is going to do just enough. 9-3 is where I'm going to land.
Not concerned at all about quarterback. Hell, we saw Kansas play the other day. They look like $1 million.
I don't know, man. By the time September 6th rolls around, what is he, like 43 or something like that? I don't know how many years he's been in college football, but he was already limping. So I feel like the defense is going to have it dialed in. But, I feel like people sleeping on them Tigers. They're going to have a big year.
Why do you think the over-under has been bet down to 6.5? It was 7.5.
I think drink had something to do with it. You know, this is playing. He's always playing mind games, trying to get people to doubt him. You know.
Well, I'll tell you who's doubting him, Shane. I'm doubting him. So I like the over. I especially like it now that it's been bet down to 6.5. Uh-huh. Give me Mizzou 8-4. 9-3, I could see. There's some questions here. There's some questions that got to be answered, Shane.
Yeah.
8-4, 9-3, somewhere in that range. I'm much more comfortable with that than 10-2.
Yeah, I feel like, wait, what did you say? 8-4?
8-4, yeah.
Would that be considered a bad year? I mean, given the track record that he's had so far?
I think so, given this schedule, too.
All right. Yeah, I think so, too.
But who was it? Maybe it was, I think it was Brad Powers.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, He made an interesting point. I think they were undefeated in one score games last year.
Ooh.
And I think they were, I think they only had one loss in one score games 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So again, Mizzou fans freaked out at that. And they said, well, hell, it just means we got an elite coach. We're not mocking the coach. We're saying just the way that works out, Shane, is that tends to average out.
Yeah.
You know, because all you're talking about is a tip here, a fumble there, you know, these one possession games, nobody wins them all.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like Ole Miss. They went undefeated in one score games 2 years ago, Shane. Last year, they lost them all. Here's Ole Miss schedule this year. Georgia State at home, at Kentucky, Arkansas at home, Tulane at home, LSU at home, bye week, first bye week, Washington State at home, at Georgia, at Oklahoma, South Carolina at home, Citadel at home, Florida at home, second bye week, awful bye week placement for Ole Miss, and then at Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl, final record prediction for Ole Miss, according to Cousin Shane.
I'm going 8-4 for them Ole Miss Rebels this year.
Oh,
8-4.
Baby, would we be calling him Lane Whiffen after that?
maybe. I do think that there's going to be some close games, close losses, but kind of like yeah. what you said with Drink earlier, I feel like they're going to be in some dogfights. And, right. You know, we're going to find out just how good Lane Kiffin really is. So 8-4, and again, that's – I've even moved that up. I was 7-5. I was set on 7-5, but – then you tell me, you know, we'll get Peter yeah. over there, and he's telling me about, you know, I don't know if he has kids, but he'd let them marry his kids or something like that. And I was like, you know, that, you know, maybe they're on to something. So give me 8-4.
Hey, shout out Free Durden. He says Georgia State upsets Ole Miss 28-27. Brother. Book it. Woo. After your Austin Simmons comment, Shane, I totally understand why you say 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand you are a smart man. 8-4 it is, according to me. I think that's a light. Again, I just replacing so much. There's going to be some trial and error here. Hell, I already predicted they'll lose to Arkansas. So I can't sit here and say they're going to lose to Arkansas and have this. I mean, they could, but they could lose to Arkansas and still have a great year. But I don't think they can.
Yeah.
And again, 8-4, it's not like awful.
They would have killed for that 5 years ago.
You know who'd kill for that now, Shane?
Who?
Mississippi State. Come on, Dan. Mississippi State, here's your schedule. At Southern Miss, Arizona State at home, Alcorn at home, NIU at home, Tennessee at home, at Texas A&M. Did you get your first bye? You get at Florida, then your Texas at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, at Missouri, second bye. And then Ole Miss at home. Who in the hell scheduled this for the Bulldogs? Rough, rough schedule. Final record prediction for Mississippi State, Shane.
It's just because I think they're going to catch one of these SEC teams. I say 4-8. 4-8, yeah. One SEC. I just don't see them getting past Arizona State right now. That may change, but
right.
Yeah, a little worried about State this year.
Yeah, ever tell you what a smart man you are, Shane?
Not enough, Mike, not enough.
4-8 it is. I think you hit it dead on. Either they pull an upset somewhere in the conference slate, or they surprise us all and beat Arizona State. But, you know, again, we got to remember, Shane, Mississippi State was awful on defense last year.
Yeah.
They still competed with a lot of these teams, Texas included, Georgia included, Tennessee included. I mean, hell, I just listed three playoff teams.
Uh-huh.
Now, it wasn't like they were really going to win those games, but they were competing the whole damn way. So this could be the surprise team of the conference. And when I say that, I'm not saying like 9-3 or anything, but it wouldn't stun me if they're like 6-6, and I hope they are. I hope they're a lot more competitive this year. But I got to see it. But I am going with the over, so I got confidence in them improving that much at least. You know what?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what else is improving, Shane?
Who's that?
Oklahoma. Come on, damn. Illinois State at home. Michigan at home. At Temple. What? At Temple. Auburn at home. First bye week. Then you get Kent State at home. You get Texas in Dallas. Then you got at South Carolina, Ole Miss at home, at Tennessee, second bye week. Then you're at Alabama. Good night, this schedule. Missouri at home, LSU at home. Final record prediction for them, Oklahoma Sooners.
They're back, baby. They went out there. They got him a quarterback, got him a running back, new coordinator. Everything is going great in Norman. But I feel like we're going to have some upset fans this year when they go 7-5.
How about this comment from Corey? He says the softball team might go 12-0.
Hey, I do think that we see improvement. That's the main thing. I felt like Oklahoma didn't belong on the football field with a lot of these teams last year. I think that changes. I feel like there's going to be a lot of fourth quarter battles right now. It's just man, they got a lot of question marks, a lot of question marks that need to be answered early in the season. It's a tough season to open up with. So, I'm going to stick with 7-5 here.
You know, again, no Oklahoma fan is going to agree with this statement.
Yeah.
You could go 7-5 and be like top 20 in the country.
Yeah.
With this schedule. You know, not every schedule, but I'm saying this schedule. But you're wrong, Shane. You are wrong. Give me 9-3. And I think that depending on how the 3 and the 9 break down.
Yeah.
Shane, I don't know if you heard this because you were on vacation, but they've changed the playoff to where strength of schedule allegedly matters a lot more now. I'm just saying 9-3. Again, nope. We can't get our ass kicked on the 3 losses. We may go 9-3 and make the college football playoff. So I'm just throwing that out there. I think they're going to be right on the cusp if they can go 9-3.
Mike, if they go 9-3, they deserve a playoff spot. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another team that should have got in at 9-3, if you ask me. South Carolina, Shane. Virginia Tech in Atlanta is the opener. South Carolina State at home. Vanderbilt at home. At Missouri. Kentucky at home. First bye week. Then you're at LSU. Oklahoma at home. Alabama at home, at Ole Miss, then you get your second bye, then Texas A&M at home, on the road, Coastal Carolina, I think that is at home, and then Clemson at home. Final record prediction, Shane, for them Gamecocks.
I like the over, but barely. Give me 8-4 for them Gamecocks this season. Am I wrong?
Beamer's writing that on his glass wall we speak. But I think you nailed it, Shane. 8-4. Give me 8-4. I've kind of was 9-3 for a long time.
Yeah.
But, hell, I think that's, again, you're hitting the over. It's a slight drop back. I don't know. This is the team, Shane. I keep going back and forth and back and forth. 9-3, 10-2, I could see it. 7-5, I could see it. You know what I mean? But there's going to be some one-score games that come down to the wire. We need Sellers to take over. If he does, we'll get to 9 or 10. But it's no given, if that makes sense.
And what's funny is the cousins that get pissed off when you're too low. You know, it's like, is this your first year? Is this the first time you've ever watched this show? Because that's exactly where you want to be. It's the 10-2s and 11-1s that should be put on alert right now.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, how about Tennessee, Shane? Syracuse in the opener in Atlanta. ETSU at home. Georgia at home. UAB at home. At Mississippi State. Then you get your first bye. Then you're Arkansas at home. At Bama. At Kentucky. Oklahoma at home, second bye week. Then you get the New Mexico State Pistols at home, at Florida, and then Vanderbilt at home. How are your Vols doing this year, Shane?
Well, I'm surprised it took this long to get to the first undefeated team, but since we're here, just kidding, Mike, I do feel like, and I may be optimistic here, but I'm feeling 9-3. For them Tennessee Volunteers this year. I mean, obviously, they're going to be flirting with the playoffs all year long, but there may be some hiccups early in the season, it feels like.
Yeah, I think so, Shane. So I'm not as optimistic as you. Hell, I put them on half the upset, every game on upset watch if you go back to the beginning of the show. But give me Tennessee 8-4. We're going to need Hendon Hooker to get better, to be better than that. You know what I mean?
Hooker back.
I think Tennessee will drop a home game, well, Georgia, of course, but maybe another one. At Bama, at Florida, I'm not picking those till I actually see it. You know what?
That's the thing, man. I saw somebody tweet out something about this game. You know, we're all excited and pumped up, and then the first down Syracuse gets, we're going to be like, oh, shit, we're back, man.
Well, speaking of who's back, Shane, Texas, mighty Texas, at yes. Ohio State. Excuse me. San Jose State at home. UTEP at home. Sam Houston at home. Well, first bye week at Florida. Then you get Oklahoma and Dallas. Then you're at Kentucky, at Mississippi State, Vanderbilt at home. Second bye week, 2 weeks prepared for Georgia. That's nice. But Georgia in Athens, then Arkansas at home, A&M at home. Final record prediction for them Longhorns.
I thought, hey, this could be a team that could go undefeated. Then I saw that Sam Houston game the other day. I said, I've got to back off of that one. But, yeah, Texas is going to have a good year, Mike. I've got them going 11-1 this season. And, this may be the number one team in the SEC by the end of the year.
Yeah, no, that I agree with everything you just said. Give me 11-1. I think that's the most likely record. And, hell, I've said it many times, but if we flip Ohio State and Georgia and put them at home,
yeah,
I'd lead 12-0. So it's just going to be tough with those two on the road. So I think those maybe they'll in Oklahoma. You know, hell, I'm already picking that as a likely upset. So I should probably say 10-2, but I'm gonna give our overlord some respect, Shane, and I'm gonna say Texas 11-1. And really, what I'm doing here is I'm saying. I'm just splitting hairs here between Georgia, Texas, and Bama. I think they are the cream of the cream in the SEC. All right, Texas A&M, Shane. You get UTSA at home, Utah State at home, at Notre Dame. Then you get your first bye for Auburn at home, Mississippi State at home, Florida at home, at Arkansas, at LSU. Then you get your second bye at Mizzou. Then you're South Carolina at home, Samford at home, and at mighty Texas. What's the record for Texas A&M?
Everybody getting them 8-4 jokes in now because this team ain't going 8-4. They're going 7-5.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. I know that you're Aggies, but I feel like I do feel – like at the end of the season, we'll feel better about going into year three under Elko, but I feel like there's going to be some growing pains, and 7-5 is on the board here.
Yeah, and on paper, Shane, these are some very, very difficult road games, right? I mean, as I was going through it, I was like, ooh, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult, but it ain't going to be that difficult, Shane. Give me 10-2. A&M's back.
Shit.
Going to the college football playoff. I ain't backing down. Did you hear what I said about Kevin Concepcion? Did you hear what I said about Marcel Reed? I mean, I think A&M's back, maybe. I don't know if they were ever there. But I think they've risen. Maybe that's the best way to say it, Shane. This one's for Cousin Rick. I think A&M is the sleeping giant. Of course, we've been saying that for about 50 years in a row. But maybe this is the year we finally put it all together. Give me A&M 10-2.
Jeez, 10-2. Golly. You go on one show with old Billy Lucci and what's her name, you know, and now you're all in. Sorry, I forgot her name.
And shout out also, I'm all in, Shane. Vanderbilt, Coastal Carolina at home, at Virginia Tech, at South Carolina, Georgia State at home, Utah State at home, at Alabama. Then we get our first bye. Then we're LSU at home, Mizzou at home. At Texas, Auburn at home, second bye. Then we get Kentucky at home and at Tennessee. What's the record for Diego Pavia and them Commodores?
I was going to go 3-9, but I forgot Kentucky's on the board. So give me 4-8 for them Commodores.
You son of a. Give me 7-5, Shane. This is a team.
Jeez Louise.
That is going to. I mean, they're just building. What's what they're doing, Shane? I don't know if you heard Clark Lee and Diego Pavia said the goals win a national championship. So they ain't going to come close to that, but they're going to take a step further to get a little bit closer there. They're going to upset several more teams. Hell, all they do is play close games here, Shane. They're going to be a bunch of close games. They're going to whoop Hugh Freeze's ass again. They're going to get revenge on Georgia State. Vanderbilt's on the rise. I'm anchored down, buddy.
Anchored down. That, oh, shit.
Hey, shout out this. Look at this guy. Cousin Shane's shirt just gave us $5. Who would you be most surprised to miss a bowl game? You can only pick team. Who would be most surprised to miss
first
a bowl
off,
game?
Phenomenal name, Mike. And I think that's a Nautica shirt. Yes, it may be the same size. Who would you be most surprised to miss a bowl game? Let's do realistic, Mike. Realistic because, I mean, obviously you pick Texas, Georgia, Alabama. Those are going to be kind of crazy. But I'd say most surprised for me,
I think I got three candidates. You tell me if I'm wrong.
I'm thinking, well, okay. Yeah, what do you got?
Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Missouri. And, of course, what do they have in common? On paper, they have perceived light schedules.
Yeah.
And they got good coaches, and they got good rosters. So if any of these three missed it, I would be most surprised. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, I get it. Then maybe there's phases to this thing because that's a tough question to ask. Obviously, Texas, Georgia, Alabama. Right. I would lump in LSU in your little grouping there. That would be one that I would be very, very surprised if that happened. But yeah, it's kind of that second tier because these are teams. It's for me, it's the teams that are flirting. Like if you can ask different fan bases that are flirting with college football playoffs, like best case scenario, I could see them doing 9-3 and getting in or 10-2. It's those teams that if they don't make a bowl game, you went from here to here, you know? So, yeah, I think that's a good list. I think that's a good grouping there.
Hey, it's Shin, or Shrin, or Shin, shout out Shin. None of us horns give a flip about the record. It's Natty or Bust. Welcome.
Hell yeah, man. Well, that's it. Looking down here. Bust incoming. Oh, shit, you clicked on something.
Oh, sorry. I thought you...
This one here, Corey Reedy. Bust incoming.
Oh, because it's that here bust. Gotcha.
Oh, I love the shit talking already, man. It's going to be such a great, great season. Are we doing anything for Baylor? Are we going to watch a game? You want to do... I think we should talk offline. Yeah, I mean... As soon as you blow your nose, maybe we can get on there and
let me ask you one more. Then I got to jump off here because I got to take some medication. Now this is not a given, right?
Yeah.
But I heard someone on another show say I think there were three or four teams last season, Shane.
Yes.
That were not ranked in the top 25 preseason that made the college football playoff. And I know it's difficult to do that in the SEC given the schedule.
Yeah.
But I think you could also flip it and say, yes, it is obviously more difficult in the SEC. You can't, you know, we don't have an Indiana where they can just rise up and not play anybody. But you could also say, you know, we got a bad read on a lot of these teams. Maybe they shouldn't be ranked. And when you beat these ranked teams, that's how you rise. Right? So of the teams that are not ranked out of the SEC, I'll run through them. If you had to, not that you're guaranteeing.
Yes.
But if you had to pick one to make the playoff among the unranked in the SEC, we're talking Arkansas. Mm-hmm. We're talking Auburn. We're talking Kentucky, Mizzou, Mississippi State, Oklahoma, depending on the poll. I'd say we don't count Oklahoma because they are ranked like 15th in the AP, I think, just not in the coaches poll. And then Vanderbilt. If one of those made the playoff, which one are you putting the most money on?
MIZ. MIZ, because I just feel like the path could be there. The only one I'd argue is Auburn. So Mizzou and Auburn, and maybe it comes down between those two on that game they play. So that may be one of those that if the stars align, this program could take it to the next level.
And I think that what you're really saying is It's interesting. It's kind of baffling that Missouri's not even ranked, you know?
Really, they shouldn't be on this list, in my opinion. Yeah. I think the real answer should be Auburn. You know, Auburn hasn't done anything to prove that they should be a top 25 team. Mizzou's done nothing but have 10-win seasons. And yes, I get that Theo Weiss isn't there and Luther Burden's not there and Brady Cook's not there, but there's a lot of talent that's coming in, and I'm not just beating that drum. I'm just saying they should be in the top 25, and the real conversation should be Auburn should be the program that takes that big step forward this year, and because they also have a crazy amount of talent. And if you look at Auburn's – can you pull up Auburn's schedule? I'll just say this.
Yes,
on,
sir.
So obviously we're going to talk about the Baylor game and everything like that, but – what if Georgia is not as good as we thought? You know, hey. A lot of people are quick to say Mizzou's not the team. A&M, I mean, there's a lot of teams that is on their schedule that I think the expectations have kind of lofted them. Like, we're right. expecting them to be at this certain point. But there may be a chance that we get to late November and we look back and say, you know what? You know who had the easiest path to the college football playoffs? Auburn Tigers. That would not blow my mind. So that's the funny part is, like, we sit here and we talk about strength of schedule in August. It's like that all changes in September, October when these teams start losing and maybe they got a banged up quarterback or something like that. So anything can happen, obviously. I hate to be cliche, but that is the truth. And I feel like Auburn is a team that could really surprise a lot of folks as well.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, I think that's going to do it on this episode. So, hey, starting tomorrow, Shane back on the morning.
7:30. Be there.
Yeah. And then I've kind of already started, but, you know, we're in game mode here. So this will be the first week where I'm doing a afternoon show.
Yeah.
Every day. So be there Monday, noon Eastern, 11 Central. We're going to be going live with an afternoon. And then the same deal as always, we got Steven in the evening, same time as always, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. So three shows. And who knows? There may be, if there's a call for an emergency, I'll do that too. If I'm still alive by then, no promises. But hey, stay locked in on the channel. We appreciate it. Man, yes. It's finally here, buddy. It's finally here. So we're trying to give you all the content we could possibly give you. And anything else, Ben?
Yeah, just big shout out here. JP put it together. Today's shout out goes to Michael Raleigh, Cousin JR, Stephen Up, Sorely Gunner Ward, Matt D, Horns Down Dave, Donovan M, Vol Pet, Christopher Sisk, Bear SEC, Big Daddy U, Cousin Shane Shirt, and Shin79. JP, appreciate you putting the list. Appreciate all the cousins hanging out with us today. All we ask is that you tell somebody about the show. Give us a thumbs up if you can, and we will be bringing a shit ton of content to you this season. Mike just talked about it, but hey, anything SEC related that happens, you better believe you will be notified, so turn those notifications on. I will see everybody in the morning, 7:30. We're going to break down the permanent three rivals. I got it all put together. I thought about this. I prayed about this. I said, this is exactly what's going to happen, right? So be on there tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you exactly who those permanent threes will be, and I look forward to hanging out with all the cousins.
Okay. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. See you, Mike. Get better, brother.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.